Deputy Chief Harrell, as we're talking about the tours that your department is going to be giving during Fire Prevention Week on October 5th through 11th. Now, what will patrons learn on these tours?
Well, normally tours are open. The stations are open any time of the year for tours, but we put a lot of emphasis during Fire Prevention Week, to get people out, to get the word out. We have notices here in town, but if they come to the fire station, one of our fire inspectors or one of the members will shift on duty will give them a tour of the station, tour of the app, let them see the apparatus, explain some of the different types of calls we respond on, and then also they'll have some DVDs and some information available in the classroom we have here to kind of increase the awareness of fire prevention during that time period.
All right, now, Deputy Chief, as far as these tours, how often will they be running throughout the day, and how long do they generally last?
We can tailor a tour to whatever the group's needs are. Sometimes, preschool groups and stuff have a smaller tour. The children are smaller. Their attention spans a little shorter. They just want to see where the firemen eat and sleep and see the fire trucks. We do some basic fire safety. Other groups, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church groups, they're a little older, or even adults, then we go a little more in-depth. But we can tailor whatever they need. When they call and we set up the tour for them, we try to see what they're wanting and so we can match what we can give them to their needs.
Now, is there going to be any kind of cost or fees associated with these?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just a matter of calling the number here at fire headquarters. They can tour any of the fire stations in town. It's not a problem, whichever one's closest. Sometimes the neighborhoods like to go to the station that's in their neighborhood.
All right, and that was actually going to be one of my next questions as far as, how do people get set up to do these tours? So they do have to call you at the station in order to be able to set something up?
Yes, ma'am. We'd like for them to call the 826-8044 number here at fire headquarters. We schedule all the tours through this building through either one of our fire inspectors or through the shift commander on duty, and then they can specify which station they want to go, and we'll set up a tour time for them.
All right, awesome. And how many stations actually are there with your department?
Currently, we're back to two stations here in town, ma'am.
Okay. Now, will the fire department also be giving out information such as, really making sure to check smoke detectors and children's fire safety and all that good stuff?
Yes, ma'am, we will. In addition, we do provide one smoke detector per resident, along with a battery for anybody that's a resident of the city of Sedalia. And if you have, some sort of issue where you can't install it, we'll even try and make we have been in the past being able to get a company out or an individual out to install that smoke detector for you.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. That's really cool. I mean, it's something that, it's so few people realize how important it is to actually have a working smoke detector within their, residence where they may reside, whether it's in an apartment building or a house or a trailer and all that other stuff. So that's actually really cool that you guys, take the extra initiative to make sure that the residents of your town and city are safe, in the event that, something like this could possibly happen to them. Now, before I let you go, is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to add about these tours or maybe just about fire safety in general that you really feel that the public needs to be made aware of?
We just like for the public to be aware, so these tours can be available year-round, plus we have people can come out and do presentations to church groups, civic organizations, whatever. If they want us to come out and talk, we love the opportunity to come out and explain a little bit about our operation, explain what we're doing. This headquarters station that we're in right now was just completed back in February. We moved in. We keep trying to tell the citizens, the apparatus we have, the equipment we use, and the stations we work out of don't belong to the fire department. They belong to the taxpayers. We're merely the caretakers. So this is their product, their items, their property. We love to have them come look at it and see how we take care of it and what we use it for their safety.